What's happening, everyone? You are tuning into The Jay Jones Show with your girl, Jay Jones, where everything flows, anything goes, and everyone knows. With smooth, true, and blue, the sound rhythm truth unfiltered. Let's slide into this week's topic, New Year's resolutions. The whole new year, new me saying, when a new year comes around, most people set a New Year's resolution. I'm going to dive into the ideology and some research behind that mindset. Mix it with a little of my own life experiences with New Year's resolutions, then sprinkle it off with things that have happened just in the first month of the new year. Spotify, a place for all to unlock their creative side, where you can strive for your highest potential in the audio world, from streaming music, podcasts, and audiobooks. Do you all want to know what the most common New Year's resolutions are? Well, I did a little research for you and found some interesting things out. At the top of the list is saving money. Everyone always wants to find new ways to save money and budget, especially in today's economy. Everything is so expensive. Believe me, I'm trying to save my moolah anytime I can. Next runner-up is being happy. It's great to strive to be happy. Just remember, happiness is an inside job. This next resolution I feel most people struggle with is exercising more. I feel I set this resolution for myself every year. This one is ongoing. I'll get into more of what I mean later into this episode. Another resolution I came across that is tied into exercising more is improving physical health and eating healthier. Seems like all of these resolutions that many people set are wanting a healthier life. When you exercise more and take pride in yourself and lifestyle, you will look and feel better about yourself. If you think of your body as a temple as the Lord made it to be, I think more people would think twice about what they are putting into their bodies. This ain't a health-based podcast, okay? Health is just the most common topic of discussion and common resolutions for many people. So while digging more into the research, I found some more hard-hitting resolutions that I could relate to. Some of these resolutions tied into addictions, resolving to stop smoking or drinking. Are any of you struggling with this right now? Just know you can do it. God got you. There are resources. If you are needing physical guidance on addiction, call 844-575-6602 at the addiction hotline. It's hard to see or feel it in the beginning. Just keep your eye on the prize, whatever that may be for you. Another resolution people set in their interactions with others is wanting to be more appreciative of a partner or finding ways to make new friends. I feel that one. I'm pretty sure some of you listening did as well. I'm always wanting to grow in my relationships with people, seeing where I can be better. My main question when I thought about this topic for this episode is, why do people even make New Year's resolutions? And where did this mindset even come from? Most people feel awkward if they don't participate in societal traditions. I feel many people have pressure to keep up with trends and to keep friends. This falls into the category of being a follower, like a sheep being led to its slaughter. Some might be picking up what I'm putting down. A, there's nothing wrong with keeping in tune with what's going on in society. Just try not to let it consume you. I believe many people want to be a better person. When striving to be a better person, you can live longer and get along better with others and even improve your appearance. I feel many people don't fulfill their resolutions because they have a buffet of them or have extreme ones. So are New Year's resolutions even effective? According to my research, I found that a very low percent of people stick to their resolutions. Most people make resolutions with the best intentions, but then realize it takes commitment, effort, and a true desire to change. The main one is accountability to stay the course. Hey, to each is their own. Me personally, from doing this research and some of my own experiences with New Year's resolutions, being that it's not a high success rate, can be a little discouraging for many, I know. There are solutions though. Don't give up when feeling like a failure when not fulfilling your resolutions. Set SMART ones. That is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. You will likely see your resolutions come to fruition. Relating to what we were talking about earlier, improving physical health and exercising more, I have made progress over the years with this resolution. It's just time for me to focus on my core and toning this body up. This is where I have realized that resolutions like this one are ongoing work in progress. You have to stay consistent with it and keep a positive mindset. You're not going to see results right away. I think this is where many people get disillusioned. This is probably why many people throw this resolution away within the first couple months of the year. I've always been a thicker person. There's nothing wrong with having some thickness on you. Like the saying goes, thick thighs save lives. Okay. Curves are the art of nature and I'm the masterpiece. I didn't always have a positive outlook on my body and myself. Through my life, I've been bullied. I've realized I can't worry about what others think of me and say about me. Over the years, I've changed my lifestyle and eating habits for the better. I look and feel way healthier than I did. God made me beautifully. I have grown to love myself with the different resolutions I have made through my life and changes I have made for the better. Resolutions can be fulfilled. Don't be so fixed on a time limit for an end result. A resolution I have fulfilled are quitting smoking cigarettes. I quit back in 2020 when all that crazy COVID stuff was going on. I know you all are probably thinking, that's when you would think somebody would be smoking. Being COVID was a traumatic and stressful time for many. There are many factors into why I quit smoking. When I started weighing out the pros and cons of smoking, seeing more cons than pros, this helped me be able to quit peacefully. The main one was health-wise. It's basically killing you each time you smoke. Next con, I was going broke. When I realized how much I was spending monthly on cigarettes, being a college student living on minimum wage job in today's economy was another big no for me. The final big factor to me was I realized it isn't that attractive. It smells, which makes you smell. Last I checked, many people don't like people that stink. It's been 5 years since I quit smoking cigarettes. I'm very happy that I quit. I feel healthier and feel better about myself. I honestly can't stand the smell of cigarettes now. Another resolution I have fulfilled is graduating college. Even though it was a long and kind of bumpy road, it was one of my biggest accomplishments I have fulfilled in my life so far. College isn't for everyone. You don't need it to be successful in life. I can say I am blessed I have gone through college and the life lessons that came with that. It helped me find myself, like who Jane Joan really was. Even though we are a daily walk in progress, it really helped me set the foundation for what my heart desires on what and who I want to be in life. It shaped my character and who I am. With all this, it helped me grow a stronger relationship with the Lord. This helped me gain a lot of strength, healing, and peace. So more than one resolution was filled there. Here are some Bible verses that have helped me with the resolutions and change. Philippians 4:13 reminds us with God's strength, we can achieve our goals. I've gone through some mountains in my short life. All I had was God to lean on. I trusted in the Lord with all my heart and not on my own understanding. Proverbs 3:5-6. This verse ministers to me a lot. When I start to become overwhelmed with all I'm trying to do in my life, I refer to Proverbs 3:5-6. When I started doing these things, I was able to get to the other side of those mountains and be a testimony. Another verse that resonates with me is Jeremiah 29:11, emphasizes that God has good plans for our lives, which can provide hope and direction for our resolutions. My understanding I get from this is putting the trust in the Lord and letting Him guide you through your path in life. Trying not to overstep and get ahead of the path that is already paved for you. To pray about your life decisions, let your heart and the Lord guide you. When overwhelming yourself on what you don't have or what you haven't accomplished causes things to become blue for you. Knowing there's a timing and purpose for everything. Everything happens for a reason. Sometimes it's not for us to understand that reason. Hey, I'm not here to be a Bible thumper or persuade people to believe in something they don't. Everyone has their own perspectives, ideologies, and opinions on things. There's nothing wrong with that. This is my story and my own life experiences. I am proud to be able to share. I hope I can inspire and intrigue someone out there through my stories. Okay, I've talked about many things today that relate to New Year's resolution. Last talking point of the show, I'm going to get into some of my resolutions for this year of 2025. Then I'm going to flow into some things that have gone on in the U.S. in this short amount of time being in the new year. All right. The main resolutions I set for myself this year was to start this podcast. As I talked about earlier, one of my biggest resolutions was graduating college. Since I graduated from San Francisco State University with a BA in broadcast electronic communications, part of the radio station KSFS with my best friend, I grew a passion and fascination for radio and production. Also having an AA in journalism from Contra Costa College, I love to write and get my voice heard along with others. So since podcasting and radio is the hot thing right now, having a background and degrees in the field, thankfully, I'm on the right track with the New Year's resolutions. You can do anything your heart desires. You can go higher in life, all about having positive mindset and motivation in your life to do it. So whoever's feeling that you can't and is feeling down on yourself, you can do it. You got this. Life is bliss. Not going to drag out too much since I kind of already talked about it. By continuing to strengthen my healthy eating habits and being aware of what I'm putting in my body. With that, I want to get more consistent with a workout routine. I'm thankful though for my job being a retail manager. My job is pretty physical. I walk about 5 to 10 miles a day just at work. I do a lot of lifting and other things that help keep my body in shape. I just want to elevate my body now. I'm pretty sure a lot of you can feel that. I think it's a great to want to strive for better for ourselves. Pretty sure there are a lot of people out there that have struggled with their body image. This is what I believe leads to body dysmorphia for many people. It's a mental health condition where a person spends a lot of time worrying about flaws in their appearance. These flaws are often unnoticeable to others. People of any age can have BDD, but it's most common in teenagers and young adults. This is according to Google. This leads down a rabbit hole of depression, body and gender altering, suicide, and many other negative things. I won't get too much into that on this episode. That will be for another episode of the J. Jones Show. All right, let's slide into my next resolution. I would like to travel more. I'm an adventurous person. I love traveling and exploring new places, especially places with beautiful nature scenery, hiking, and great food. Some places I plan to visit this year are Hawaii and Jamaica, getting that islander vibe on. Anywhere by the water is my peace place. Another one of my ongoing resolutions is growing my faith relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ stronger over the past year. Especially after I got baptized by water last May, my relationship with Him started to grow substantially then. I am in the season of my life where I'm on a ride to continued growth with the Lord. Okay, let's dive into some things that have gone on in the U.S. I suggest you buck up. Some of these things I'm going to talk about could cause people to throw their New Year's resolutions out the door if they had any. Or it could cause people to rise up, unify, and motivate them to strive for better to attain their resolutions. Okay, let's jump into the first week of January for Cali, my home. Down in LA, many places were torched to the ground. 3 fires reported just in LA County. The Palisades, the first fire that was started on January 7th, completely wiped out the city. Then the Eaton fire that was started on the same day as the Palisades. Then the Hughes fire, which started on January 22nd. Then the Laguna fire in Ventura County, which started on January 23rd. Then we're going to jump down to San Diego. The name of that fire is called Border 2 Fire, which also started on January 23rd as well. Wow. This has been unbelievable following these fires. I'm lifting all of LA and the state of Cali in serious prayer, praying resources and angels step up and help people that have lost everything and don't have the means and resources to have a place to call home. Call me a conspiracy theorist all you want. I feel the fires in Cali for the almost 10 years, especially these ones going on in SoCal, are very sus to me. Seems to be a coincidence to me that the residents of these areas had their fire insurance for their homes cut off not too long before these fires broke out. Same with the mayor of LA, Karen Bass, defunding the fire department as well. Then she decided to take a vacation out of the country a few days before the fires broke out? Seems real shady to me, to be honest. This is the kicker to this whole thing to me, is the fact that Governor of Cali, Gavin Newsom, puts the needs of fish over people. He has been redirecting rainwater, snowmelt, and any of Cali's water reservoirs out to the ocean to save fish. Hey, I'm all for nature and saving and preserving wildlife. But when it's having to deal with taking from obtaining human life and helping save human life in a disaster, I don't agree. Governor and the superior heads thought it was okay to take from these people's water supply, causing it to be impossible to fight these fires with no water in the fire hydrants. What I have seen most of my life from all these politicians and talking heads is tyrant evil behavior. My big question through this situation, why didn't they use the ocean water? The ocean is right next to where all the fires are. A whole ocean right there with unlimited water. I get salt water, road things and all that. The stuff is going to get destroyed either way by the fires. It didn't make any sense to me that they don't use the ocean's water. You can call it climate change and wildfires all you want. That's fine. Believe what you want. There is too much proof in the pudding for me with all the outlandish things going on that these fires were purposely started. If you go looking, you will find the real facts. Many people that are going through these fires and have lost everything are speaking up about what is going on. With these fires, I foresee some land grabbing trying to go down. Where all these fires have broken out are located in prime real estate. Also, it's in the coordinates of where these talking heads have had chatter about building up 15-minute cities. They are trying to have this implemented by 2028. This is a little taste of the evil that is going on. There is a lot more where that came from. So I suggest buckling up for the ride, rising up in love and peace. The next thing the U.S. has endured the first month into the new year was inducting a new president, Donald Trump. There are people that have a negative mindset on him taking the presidency and are filled with so much hate where he is concerned. Hate is the root of evil. Then there are people that support him as the president and are believing in the greater good and agree with what he's doing. Nothing wrong with either side of the fence. Everyone has their own preferences and opinions. We all should be able to live unified within our communities without judging or spreading hate upon one another. Like there are believers and non-believers in God, there's nothing wrong with that. Not everyone is going to agree on everything. This is what makes people unique and stand out from others. I believe most genuine-hearted people don't want hate in their lives or in the world. Most people are about love and happiness. I was raised to not judge people based on their political preferences or appearance. Just not being judgmental, period. It used to be like that back in the day. People didn't care who you voted for or went around talking about their political preferences. This used to be a private matter. As long as you were a respectable and humble human being, most people could cohabitate together. Now, if you vote Republican, you're looked at as a racist, and if you vote Democrat, you're all good? No, this is all wrong. I feel the whole bracket system needs to be dismantled. That just causes a divide in itself. We really need to get to the root of the problem. This starts with the crooked government. This needs to be demolished as well. The government runs the country. The president is just a figurehead. Yes, they can make certain things happen. It mainly falls in the evil hands of the government. Once we clean that dumpster out, our country can relieve and hope for better. Here's something to really think about. What positive things has your political party done for you? Think about your cities. How are they doing? School districts, how are those? The economy, how's that working for you? For myself, I have really thought about these factors, done some research, and just lived through it as a young mixed-race woman. With this new presidency, I'm feeling a positive shift for the better for all. It's going to be a rocky and hard beginning to see positivity in it for many people. Right now, it's important to stay alert. Get knowledgeable on real factual news, not to be sucked into the propaganda rabbit hole. This is where I'm trusting in the Lord. He allows for everything, and there's a purpose for this. I'm praying for Trump and everyone that is a part of this new presidency to get real in tune with the Lord and the heart of the matter, to let the Lord guide them on this journey to hopefully bring peace and salvation for all. Okay, let's do a little recap of the episode. I talked about many points. The main topic here was New Year's resolutions. After listening to this episode, have you thought about your own New Year's resolutions? What ones have you set for yourself? Any that you have fulfilled or are still working on? Then I got a little into my own life experiences and testimonies, my faith and relationship with the Lord. Then I topped it with some opinionated and factual news going on in the U.S. With all this, I would like to send my episode off in good energy. I'm going to say a prayer. Lord, I lift this podcast up to you. Let it minister to people. I pray for peace, love, salvation. I pray for deliverance, guidance, and prosperity over all your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to The J. Jones Show. Tune in next week for another intriguing story. Next week, I'm going into the education system in the U.S. Leave feedback about the show on my Spotify or Instagram page at The J. Jones Show, or you can email me at thejjonesshow@gmail.com. Hope you have a blessed week ahead. Peace, everyone.